ONV presents Your Mental Health Matters.
Evening, welcome to Your Mental Health Matters. My name is Crystal Kelly. I am your host for this evening, brought to you by ONV. So tonight, we're going to incorporate the spirituality part of mental health. This is a topic that we have not really discussed on this show. So tonight, we're very excited because we have a special guest. We have our very own Pastor Will Curry. So, sir, if you could just introduce yourself to our audience, that would be amazing.
Well, good evening, Crystal. Thank you for allowing me to come and panel allowing me to come to be a part of your conversation. So I'm Pastor Curry. I'm the spiritual pillar director for Our Neutral Voices, as well as pastor on the south side of town. And we want to talk about mental health and the spirituality piece of it because they do go together.
That's right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So spirituality, spiritual religion, that's a touchy subject in our field. So I know you guys have some questions and we want to dive into it. So I guess my question, coming from your leadership when it comes to being a pastor, do you see a lot of that from like the people that go to your church and just the people that you deal with, not only dealing with maybe like a spiritual battle, but also there's some mental health stuff mixed in there as well?
Definitely. So, like the wind, spiritual, mental health is not relegated to one spot.
That's right.
It's not relegated to one ethnicity, one country. So mental health, it is a issue. It became more visible during the pandemic than I think it has been in a long time. But understanding that mental health is an issue. So to answer your question, have I had to deal with mental health issues doing church or dealing with church members? Of course. Yes, ma'am. And a lot of times you won't. So I'm going to be frank. Can I be real with you real
quick?
Please. All right. And so a lot of times you will have pastors who won't address mental health. They'll say, just pray. One of the problems I have with that is you'll send somebody to the hospital if they have a broken leg. Or if they have a stroke or a heart attack, and you'll trust those doctors instead of just telling them pray. But God made mental health specialists and psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, those who work, their medical doctors on the brain.
That's right.
And so therefore, if I'm going to send you to get your legs fixed, I should be able to send you to get your head fixed.
That's right.
And so do I run into those issues? Yes. Not just as a pastor, but as a chaplain for the Allen County Jail, as a chaplain for Parkview Hospital when I was there, and even when I worked at Noble County Probation as their instructor. Mental health was profoundly there no matter where I was. And so how do we deal with those things? And mainly, first of all, we have to be sensitive.
Yes.
Sensitive to the person in which you're dealing with.
That's right.
Because my belief may not be their belief.
Yeah. Right.
But a commonality or a common playing field is God himself.
Come on.
And if we can meet in the middle about God, then we can deal with that part of the mental health.
I love that.
However, I'm of this class or of the school of the mind to say, hey, it don't stop at me.
Yeah.
I have a master's in Christian counseling. However, I'm not the duty expert for mental health.
Yeah.
And so you have to know what your capabilities are.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Hey, I'm not finna send my car, you know, to the brake specialist if I have a transmission problem.
Come on.
It just ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, yes, to answer your question, I have thus far.
That makes a lot of sense, because a good point that you made about that is that a lot of pastors I ran into, they feel like they can't refer people out. You know, if they have issues with depression or anxiety, pray about it. And that's something that's been going on in our community for years. Just trying to break that stigma. Like, it's like you said, it's okay. Like, this is what we're here for. This is what God put us here for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. He allows you to be his hands, yeah, his feet. He allows you to be his mouthpiece.
That's right.
And when you're comfortable, and I have to say this, when you're comfortable with who you are,
yeah,
that me sending someone to you because that's your area of expertise doesn't take anything away from me from being a pastor.
That's right.
But a good steward, a good shepherd, which is what we're supposed to be, mm-hmm, will send the sheep to where they can really get the help they need.
That's right.
That don't mean I'm not going to tell you to pray.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you to pray because prayer works.
Come on, always. Okay?
But again, what I also want you to do is I also want you to get the other help that you need. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if we can get you mentally balance mentally back into normal,
that's right,
normalcy, whatever that is,
right.
whatever that is, then again, you can spiritually continue to grow.
There you go.
And so they work hand in hand. This is not a competition, but this is completion. Again, if he made you a psychologist, psychiatrist, he gave you that skill set, then you're doing, you're working in the gifting that God gave you.
Come on.
And so we have to just, we have to, again, let's put our egos aside.
Please, that's it
there
right
go.
Here. Ego.
Let's put our ego aside.
That's it.
Because reality, the fact is we need each other.
That's right. So hit around the nail. Go ahead, Pastor.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you approach, or how do you suggest other pastors, ministers approach the idea of those that struggle with mental health, mm-hmm, however, they don't have the foundation, mm-hmm, of the spirituality or the religion, mm-hmm, in their lives? So how do you approach that? Because what I see and especially the young people, mm-hmm, a lot of them not raised in church,
right,
not raised, not just in church, but in the Bible.
Right.
And I do believe that is one of the main issues, mm-hmm, with them not being able to cope.
Right.
Because they don't have that foundation.
That lack of
so
support.
How do you approach that? And then how do you suggest others approach it?
So when it comes to how, if I'm understanding your question correctly, is how do you approach someone who doesn't have a spiritual foundation, doesn't have a belief system,
right?
But they do have mental health issues, and if they had that foundation, then it would possibly help them better, help
correct
them in dealing with some of the problems.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I believe is first we got to meet them where they are.
Yeah, mm-hmm, big time.
If we meet them where they are, then they don't feel as though you're trying to impose yourself on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you meet them where they are. A lot of young folks, they're angry, they're frustrated, and they're looking for guidance.
That's right. It.
And so if we meet them in the midst of their frustration, think about this. Before you became saved and gave your life to Christ and you didn't have that foundation, God had to meet you where you were.
That's it.
Like he met the woman at the well, who was, you know, he met her where she was.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. The woman caught in adultery, met her where she was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the man that was lame and told people was Matt, met him where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, if I can meet you where you are, then I can grow you from where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're dealing with a mental health, a person doesn't have that faith-based foundation, the biggest thing is to find some common ground with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it opens up that trust.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up that line of communication. And it can be something as simple as, hey, do you like basketball? Do you like football?
Right.
Do you like cars?
Right.
You know, a lot of the young men and women are into anime right now.
It ain't me, but
they into anime.
Very true.
A recruiter for the Marine Corps, I recruited out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. One of the big things there was golfing. You know, they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans, right?
Right.
Don't do that, but I'm just saying. So what I did was I picked up golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I was able to meet them and communicate with them and share with them about the Marine Corps and even share my faith.
Right.
And so how do we broach that conversation with young men and women who have mental issues but don't have a spiritual foundation? Let's meet them where they are.
That's right.
Let's go into, again, and this is, you know, it's what Jesus did. He went into where they were. He talked their language, and he didn't force himself on them.
Come on.
That's where I was going to go next.
Yes.
Because you have a lot of leaders, spiritual leaders, that want to just throw the Bible at them and throw the scriptures on them. And that can be a turnoff.
It can be.
To a lot of people that have not grown in the faith.
Correct.
So, yes, maybe we'll talk about that a little more.
Yep. And that's fine. The thing is, again, I can't force you to believe.
That's right.
As in fact, we were never forced to believe.
Right.
He gave man what we call free will.
Yep.
So it's up to you to choose to believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose not to, you deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose to, then you deal with the rewards.
Come on.
But it's up to you to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And as working in the jail, if you're worried about, you know, your dental issues, mm-hmm. or if you're worrying about, you know, readers, if you're worrying about everything other than spirit, you're not going to focus on the spirit until you take care of the outside things.
That's very true.
And so what we have to do is make sure we take care of the other things, because if I'm hungry, I don't care how many scriptures you give me,
that's right.
I'm not going to listen.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so therefore, we have to make sure we're taking care of the whole whole man, the whole woman, not just the spiritual aspect of
Come
it.
Come on.
I want you to think about this. When Elijah, I'm going to do some scripture at you
ahead.
Now.
Go
when Elijah ran from Jezebel, what did God do before he started talking to him? He ran, left his servant, went another day's journey. He found himself in a cave by himself, isolated. But what did he do? He allowed him to sleep and eat.
Rest.
Why? Because if you are hungry and you're tired, you're not going to be in your right mind. You're going to make poor decisions.
That's
so what does he do? He allows you to eat and sleep, get rest.
Mm-hmm.
And he allowed him to eat twice and, you know, take a good old nap. Why? Because he was overexerted. He find himself dealing with himself. I always tell people all the time, the worst jail you can put yourself in is your mind.
Come on.
Your own mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no bailer. There's no jailer there. There's no keys there. There's no cells there. And the only person that can let you out is you.
That's it.
And so he finds himself in a place by himself, isolated. And then God lets him eat and get rest. Mm-hmm. And then he deals with the issue.
Come on.
Because he thought he was by himself.
Right.
So we have to meet them with their physical needs first.
That's right.
And then we start pouring in the spiritual things.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always say, too, you know, it's you got to have that balance, you know, body, mind, and spirit. If you don't feed all of them, you know what I mean? And
Correct.
Things get out of balance, everything starts to slide.
Yes.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? So, yeah.
So how do we as a faith community reach those individuals, not at, just within the four walls, because we tend to get, I guess, trapped.
Mm-hmm. That's a great
on
word.
Sunday, on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon or what have you, and we're not doing anything else to reach those individuals that really need that connection.
Correct.
So what is the suggestion? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have my ideas, but I'm not your aide. Talk about my ideas.
So I want to know. Here's the thing. Your ideas, I always say this. Every solution for the problem is within the person,
within
the body.
Always.
Right. And we have to remember the church, even though we like to call the building the church, the church is the body.
That's right.
And we're the body. Now, we're not going to forsake the building or the gathering, because the building is where we get equipped.
Yeah.
And so the Bible declares we're supposed to equip and then send out. So my thing is to equip and ship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really what we're supposed
it.
To do.
That's
you
it.
Know, you're not supposed to grow roots.
No. Right.
Come on, somebody.
We don't see that.
But we don't.
No, that's just
not
being
now,
honest.
There has to be, in the Marine Corps, we call it, I'm a little bit of everywhere.
No,
but
you're
I'm
fine.
In the same place.
Yeah.
But in the Marine Corps, we have what we call a skeleton crew.
Mm-hmm.
We kept the one who kept the lights on, kept everything taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But when we would deploy, the main body would be forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to have a group of people who are there.
Gotcha.
But again, we all are evangelists.
That's it.
An evangelist goes what? Share the gospel.
Right.
And again, so, but you cannot, again, forsake the gathering, because we all have to be, you know, equipped.
Replenished.
We all have to be replenished. We all have to be poured into.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but how do we deal with outside the four walls? Mm-hmm. One is we have to merely get outside of the four
That's
walls.
It.
Right.
That's it.
Again, because the church is in the community.
Right, right.
For the community, and it should be of the community.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. And so we have to do different things that lets the community know that we're there.
Yeah, right. Big time. Yeah.
You know, and it has to be more. So we do a church picnic. Okay,
right.
And that anyone's invited,
mm-hmm.
and so there's a piece of property that's behind our church that we do the picnic on purposely,
mm-hmm.
so the community knows, and we have different things out there, and it's open for the community. But you have to do more than that.
That's mm-hmm. true.
You know,
and on a regular basis.
On a regular, exactly,
basis.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, and not when tragedy happens.
Exactly.
That's what
exactly.
I tend to see here in Fort Wayne. When tragedy happens,
mm-hmm.
yes, everybody wants to gather and we want to pray and what have you. But then when that fades out, then what's next?
Right.
Because we're not doing anything in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that as a community in Fort Wayne, we can do better on that sense.
Right.
So
sustainability is not just the fact that they had a tragedy, but it's that anyone in here who's had a person die in their family or in their life, the phone calls are good all the way up until the funeral.
Right.
You know, the support is good all the way up until the funeral.
Hmm.
But after the funeral, the phone calls stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's you got to get back to cooking yourself.
Yeah.
You got to. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so, but what about, you know, the person is still gone. I still need that support. Mm-hmm. And so reality is we have to have some sustainability after the death or after the tragedy or mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. the thing that happened.
That's right.
Because reality, the fact is, if we don't have sustainability, in other words, if we don't put together a plan and grow this plan, mm-hmm. then we're going to keep this cycle that we're in. Mm-hmm. Tragedy happened. Everybody's connected high, then it fades,
same
then
old,
boom.
Same old,
and
right.
now we're waiting for tragedy again.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That is so true. So you made, Ms. Tammy, you made some good points. I know you and I, we had talked a while ago about incorporating mental health into our churches.
Mm-hmm.
Our idea was we wanted to gather a lot of the pastors. Because like you said, mm-hmm. it starts at the head.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's who we look towards.
Yeah.
But if they get an understanding of there are outside resources when yes. it comes to mental health. And there's no shame in that.
Right.
But we want to be able to equip them.
Right.
And so that's something we've been trying to get up off the ground as well right. because it's so needed.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, what you guys are offering is a resource.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if a member in our church needs something and we are not able to do it, mm-hmm. we can go outside of the church to get resources.
That's right. That's right.
And so this is just another resource. It's not, again, you're not trying to be their pastor. You're not trying to take mm-hmm. over the congregation, mm-hmm. but you're trying to help this individual fix something.
That's it.
To get them back in balance. Because one of the hardest things as a pastor is to try to address something
mm-hmm.
that is out of your, you
Come
know, expertise.
On. Your scope. Come on.
Yeah. And then when you, and you, the worst thing you can do is give them the wrong, you know, information, the wrong way to help the situation.
That's
and so
right.
being, you have to be honest with oneself.
That's it.
And say that, hey, this is, like you said, out of my scope. This is out of my expertise. Mm-hmm. I can tell you what the Bible says. I can tell you, you know, what some of the individuals who dealt with issues mm-hmm. In the Bible. Yes, they pray and they talk to God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and we're not saying don't do that.
That's right.
But what we are saying is allow those who are mind doctors
mm-hmm.
to operate on the mind.
Come mm-hmm. on. That's mm-hmm. it. That's
because,
it.
Again, I'm not going to have there's a guy named Dr. Dozier. He works. He deals with mind. He deals with the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the guy, he's a little different.
Okay.
But what I've seen him do. There was an individual who was in an accident who had some brain trauma.
Mm.
By all intents and purposes, the young man should have died.
Mm.
But Dr. Dozier came in and did his thing. And the young man has, the last time I talked to the young man.
Right.
Now, when I seen him, he couldn't do anything. But the last time I talked to him, he was walking in the hospital. And he talked to me, he had a little bit of a stutter.
Okay.
But talking to Dr. Dozier, he said that'll go away too.
Ain't that something?
But if they would have sent a cardiologist to work on his brain, he would be dead.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to have the right person, the right tools for the job.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, trust me, I done fixed on cars and bust up my knuckles many times. Because I didn't have the right tools.
Right. Very, okay. Good points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing I want to bring up too, us as mental health providers, you know, one thing that we notice, you know, when we get a client is that we can't talk about religion unless the client introduced that.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to your faith, there's another set of counselors, and that's Christian counseling.
Correct.
So anybody want to hit on that? Like, because there's a difference. There's a difference.
Yeah, definitely.
So to hit on that.
Yes.
So, and yes, in our training,
right.
we're because of the laws of church and
right.
state,
right.
what have
yeah.
you,
yeah.
we're taught that,
yeah.
again, we can't necessarily bring it up, bring mm-hmm. up our faith. But if the client brings it up, yes, we're full reign.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Big time.
I still believe that if we don't have that faith foundation, mm-hmm. then everything else is going to keep falling apart
mm-hmm.
if we don't do that. of course, we don't agree with all the rules. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's laws also set up to where individuals are more easily to get sued because of that. And that's very unfortunate because it's almost like if we can't discuss our faith or bring up our faith, it's almost like we're denying it in a sense, because we are disciples and supposed to be spreading the word and what have you. So it's a difficult, difficult place to be in and for us to wait on individuals to bring it up.
Right.
Because you could be just like, oh my God, when are they going to bring it up? When are they going to bring it up?
Yeah, you can just jump right in it.
Right. Yeah. So that's my take on it.
And I'd say too, on the other side of that, like we talked about, like with the Christian counseling, I think some people may avoid Christian counselors because they think that that's all it's going to be about.
Right.
But you know, again, these are professionals as well, and they know what they're doing when it comes to mental health, and you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater,
right?
You
know what I'm
saying? So to speak. And like I said too, it's you know, body, mind, and spirit. You got to feed all three, and it's you can all do all that work mentally, but if your health is shot.
Right.
And you have no spiritual compass.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's only so much you're going to get out of therapy.
Exactly. That's true. You know? That's true.
Yeah. So, and as we were talking before we got on the show, working in different industries or different fields that I've worked in, a big portion of what I was teaching when I did teach in Noble County Probation as their instructor, I taught, you know, substance addiction and all those things. And my foundation of my teaching, though I had curriculum to teach, the foundation of it was my God, was, you know, what I knew about the Bible. Mm-hmm. So I was able to share things and say things without saying God or without saying Jesus. And again, it's all in the delivery, because as you deliver it to them, it piques their interest. And before you know it, ask them, well, where did you get this? Where did you get that? Say, see, now the door is open.
There you go.
And now you open the door. And then, well, this is what I read in the Bible. This is what I found out about God. This is what I've seen Jesus do. And this is, you know, and then show them scripture. But again, it takes, so you are allowed to still do your job without, you know, I guess, breaching the contract, if you will.
That's right.
You'll be able to talk about Jesus, talk about God, talk about the experiences that you had. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that, you know, I will share a story that many times that he would get me by myself to deal with myself. And, you know, when I went to Afghanistan before I accepted my calling. And so I was drinking a lot and this, that, and the other. I was living life.
It is
what it is. Are we going to be honest?
Be honest.
You know, and so, and then he got me by myself and he dealt with me, and I was able to rectify some things, get some things straight. And my life got better. And so then they asked, well, who, you keep saying he, who is this he?
Come on.
You know, and so, well, God. And so God got me by myself to deal with myself. And I started reading more of the scripture, started reading more and getting a better understanding. Because again, a lot of times I think we get this stigmatism of, you know, God is this punisher, you know, or he's this or he's that. When reality of fact, he's really just a father.
That's it. That's it.
He's really just a father who wants the best for his kids.
Amen.
And that I think transcends all industries, all levels. It transcends all factors of life. It's, he's just a father that wants the best for his kids.
That's it. Another point, you had a point you want to make?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay, so something else I thought of when you were talking, the suicide rate amongst pastors are pretty high. So I guess I want to hear your take on how do you guys take care of yourself, like when it comes to your mental health, because you, I mean, souls, you know?
That's
a heavy weight.
It is.
Yeah.
And I always say this, every pastor needs a pastor.
Yeah.
You have to have someone that you can talk to. I think about, you know, we just got over, we just got through the Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
But before Resurrection happened, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He had his disciples with him. He dropped 9 of them off, and then he took Peter, James, and John a little further, and then he went by himself. Why? Because he had to have people praying for him, but he had to have a person that he can really unload on.
Come on.
And understand this, Jesus, all man, all God, but he had to have someone to pour into him.
That's it.
Because we are constantly pouring out of us. So you have to have someone who is willing to pour into you, not judge you, not condemn you, but listen to you. Don't condone. Now, there's a difference between.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, don't condone your mess.
Come on.
You know, but don't condemn you either.
That's right.
And so I have a pastor, Pontiff Huffman, who I call if I'm having a rough day or even just, you know, I'm feeling blah. Mm. You know, I have my wife. I love my wife.
I love that.
She's able to speak life in me, too. Mm. But it's something different about your pastor, yeah, about the individual who you can talk to. As well as, you know, that doesn't mean I don't have a therapist.
Come on, Pastor.
Because there's some things that Pastor just, he's good, you know, spiritual gifts, but maybe, just maybe, I don't need a scripture right now. Maybe I need a little something else.
There you go.
Come on,
I
somebody.
Love that.
Come on, somebody. I mean, let's be honest.
That, you hit it right.
I mean, just maybe I might need a little something else.
Right.
Okay.
I love that.
And so, you know, I can call my therapist.
There you go.
Because you're right. Pastors are dying by suicide more so now than ever.
Come on.
And I'm talking about pastor who you would think they have mega churches.
Yes.
They're financially taken care of. Mm-hmm. I mean, they look out and you see a sea of people and God has really blessed. But what is it that's causing you to say, okay, not only am I done with this, but I'm done with living.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's a whole nother level.
Whole nother level. Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure as men and women of God, mm-hmm, that we have someone that we can really talk to.
That's right. That's right.
And I don't want to have to be Bishop Curry, Pastor Curry, Dr. Curry.
Right.
I need to be Will.
There you go. Amen. That's it. Mm-hmm.
I need to be Will. I need to be able to come to you, shed all the titles, shed all the positions. Every leader needs a leader. And when you don't have that, you bottle it up. And when you bottle it up, it's like a bottle of soda.
Yeah.
Right. Once you crack the seal a little bit, it's going to spread all over you.
That's it. Right. Straight up.
Yeah. So a lot of times we implode instead of explode because we're taking in all this other stuff on top of all the stuff that you're going through.
Yes. Yes. Right.
And so for pastors, I can't say this enough.
Yeah, please.
You need to have a pastor, one who won't condemn you, but won't condone your mess. But you also need a therapist from pastor to pastor. I'm breaking the fourth wall. I'm telling you, you need to have someone who can give you the other side of the coin.
There you go.
And that will keep you balanced.
Right.
And I got some friends who are pastors who've been pastoring way longer than me, who have finally made that turn and said, yes, I need to talk to somebody.
Come on.
Because if you don't think pastors struggle,
man,
they do. You don't think, you know, pastors become alcoholic and drug addicts even though they're preaching on Sunday.
Ain't that something?
Come on, let's be real.
They're humans too.
They're humans too. Yeah. Why? Because they deal with all your mess and ain't got nobody listening to their mess. So the only way they can get out is what? Have a little something to sip.
Yeah. Yep.
And before you know it, they leaving out the pulpit for a couple of seconds to take a couple of hits to come back and preach again because it ain't got too bad.
Very true.
Right.
Because it gotten out of hand. Mm-hmm. And so what am I saying? I'm saying get the help that you need. Miracle medicine. I don't care how God do it as long as he does it.
That's right. That's right.
Because he made penicillin.
Come on. That's it. Come on.
Come on. He made it.
He made it.
You know, he made the things that you can put in your body that keep your body going. Mm-hmm. So how do we disqualify the things that he made? Mm. We disqualify those, but then but go pray.
You hitting it tonight. I mean.
Again, and I'm not saying don't pray.
Right, right.
Because we need prayer. Prayer is essential.
That's
and I don't mean, the eye can't fix it right then and there.
Right.
But if you don't, what if the miracle is the person that he sends to you?
Thank you.
When he sent Naomi to Ruth.
Come on.
She was, Naomi means companion.
Ain't that something?
You hear me? I mean, Ruth means companion, not Naomi. Ruth means companion. So Naomi needed a companion to help her get through the hard time that she was in. Mm. If they would have left, and I know I'm doing a lot of talking, I didn't get excited, you know.
It's
I ain't talking
right.
about Bible, but
good,
the bottom line is God sent her somebody that would help her get through the hard times.
Straight
he didn't
up.
Send her a pastor.
There you go. Come on.
Because in the situation that she had, she didn't need a pastor at that moment.
At that moment.
So it doesn't take away from your position or authority as a pastor. Mm-hmm. It just says, hey, in my toolbox, I have different tools for different jobs.
Right. Straight up.
Every screw is not a Phillips.
Come on.
There's a reason why they made flatheads.
That's
Come on. <bro. laughs>
So... Again, Pastor Curry, you hit it on the nail tonight. this is something we need to do a part two.
Well, you let me know when, and I'll be there.
Because there are so many different avenues we can take when it comes to spirituality and mental health, because they go hand in hand.
They do. Mm-hmm.
So, again, we're almost at our time. We appreciate you coming on our panel tonight. This is beautiful. We needed this.
Yes.
The community needed this.
Yes.
And so, we are Your Mental Health Matters. We are on the first and third Fridays of each month. And we're going to bring you some really great hot topics when it comes to mental health. All these resources that we're giving you is free. All you guys got to do is tune in. So, again, I appreciate you, Pastor.
Gratitude.
The panel, you guys always bring it. I love it. All right. Until next time, please take care and just definitely take care of your mind.